Hello and welcome to Around Macoupin County. My guest on this weekend show is Brooke Gross, Member Services and Communications Coordinator for MJM Electric Cooperative. Welcome to the show, Brooke.
Thank you so much for having me.
Brooke, today our topic of conversation is MJM's annual meeting. And well, a few months ago, we all visited and we're discussing the upcoming meeting, but because of COVID, there are a lot of questions exactly how it was going. Well, now we have the specifics, and that's what we're going to talk to you about today. And first off, when and where will the meeting be?
The meeting is going to be held on June 4th. That is a Friday. And that is going to be a drive-through meeting this year at 4 to 7. Our gates are going to open up at 4 o'clock sharp, and they are going to close at 7 o'clock sharp. This is going to be at our new headquarters located at 18300 Shipman Road. And that is here in Carlinville. So we are actually going to have three truck bays that are open, and our members are going to get to drive right through the truck bay, and it also gives them the opportunity to see the new headquarters that we did get to build.
Before we get to more specifics of the annual meeting, thought I'd ask you, just for reference, why does MJM have an annual meeting?
Well, we are a not-for-profit cooperative, and it is required in our bylaws that we need to follow that. But then it also gives our members the opportunity to come in, and since we are democratically member-controlled, this gives them the ability to approve our financials, any reports that we have, and then they also get to vote for their directors that are on a three-year term.
Normally, traditional meetings and things like that, there's all kinds of activities, there's incentives, there's even some food. So sort of lay out this year, what's going to happen? You started, but what exactly is going to happen?
Well, me personally, I am huge on the face-to-face, and so I've always thoroughly enjoyed putting on the meetings that we've done in the past. But this year, you know, with COVID restrictions, it is going to look a little bit different. But we're hoping to keep it just as fun as we have in years past. So I think our biggest thing that always brings in members is that you get a $15 bill credit just for registering. And so just because you're there, you're getting $15 off June, or the bill that you'll actually get in July. And so then we also put you in a drawing for a grand prize bill credit of $350. And this year we're also giving away 21 different $25 bill credit prizes. And so the members have the opportunity to get that. So we also, since things are going to look a little bit different, we actually have purchased a transmitter, and it is going to be on radio station 89.5. And so it's not, you know, very wide of a, transmitter there, but we are going to have it to where whenever members are in our drive-through line, they can actually come in, turn on to that radio station, and they'll hear Black Hill, which is actually a two-man band. They're going to come in and kind of play some hits for us. And so they'll be able to listen to that. And then any kind of announcements that we have throughout the drive-through meeting that we're going to be doing this year. We also are going to be serving supper as well. And so the Macoupin County Pork Producers is going to be grilling our pork chops for us, and we're going to have a pork chop sandwich, and then we're also going to have prepackaged sides and bottled water for everybody who's in the car. So as long as you're in the car, you'll get a good meal, and I have actually had the pork chop sandwiches, and man, are they good.
Just as a layout, you come to the headquarters there on Shipman Road, and a person drives in. Just sort of walk us through how they'll mogate through the entire area, or what they do.
Sure. So on the south side of our building is where the gate is going to be open to our members. So they're going to drive through, and we'll have linemen and volunteers, and they'll help direct traffic into the three-lane truck bays that we have. So whenever a member pulls into the truck bay there, they'll be able to register. We'll have plenty of booklets on hand, so if they needed the booklet there to register with, it is important to bring them, but if you don't have them, we got you covered. So once you register, we're going to move you on to a welcome table, and we're going to have just kind of some goodies, some prizes, and some information that we'll give you, and then you'll be able to move on to your next table, which will probably be the favorite table, and that's where you'll get your meal. So you have no reason to get out of your car. You're going to drive right through, and then whenever you leave the truck bay, we will have extra linemen and volunteers, and they'll direct you right out of our gate, and that's that. So there's no long meeting that members are going to have to stay for a business portion. But we are asking our members actually that if they do have any new business that they would like to bring up, we do not want to discourage that. And we do want them to notify us by at least June 1st so we can bring that up in a live video that we're going to do after the annual meeting. So our meeting does last, like I said, from 4 to 7. And then around 7:15, we are going to be live on Facebook and YouTube. So if you need to subscribe and like us to that, make sure you do so. But then at that time, around 7:15 is when we do our prizes and any scholarship winners that we have, which we do have two of them this year. And I'm excited to announce that later. And then, of course, any kind of new business or announcements that we need to bring up, we'll make sure to address it then.
We're talking about this year's annual event, and this is, I guess, sort of just thinking about the future. What do you think about the future? Will it be more of a traditional meeting if we're through COVID by the next year?
Man, I hope so. Just because there's something about that face-to-face interaction with our members, because a lot of our business is held through Smart Hub app, you know, where they're able to pay their bill through an app now. So we don't have a lot of foot traffic coming in through our door, and members do still call us, but a lot of it is all accessible on our website or on Facebook. And so I think this kind of gives us the ability to see our members face-to-face and for them to really have the chance to see who their cooperative is.
Taking a little diversion here, thought we'd talk about a couple things that in a previous conversation we had about MJM. Earlier this year, members got to participate, or they could choose not to, in the Roundup program. That's where you go to the next dollar of your bill, and then those funds, I guess, go to help charities or organizations throughout the area. How is that going? And sort of update us on how is that going?
Operation Roundup has taken off in flying colors, and it has been fantastic. It's almost like it succeeded overnight. And so since we had started this up in January 2021, and just a quick recap, this was approved by our members at our March 2020 annual meeting. And so we kind of held off on doing anything Operation Roundup wise just because of COVID. We weren't sure where things were going. But now since our January 2021 has taken off great, we have actually ended up collecting $14,704.63, and that is our most up-to-date number. And so all of that is actually ready to be given out to our 501c3 non-for-profit organizations. And so we have a committee that is made up of all MJM members, and so we have people on the committee from the Nokomis area all the way over to Jerseyville and everything in between. So anytime that somebody applies, it does have to be, like I said, a 501c3 non-for-profit, then they actually have the ability to apply. That does get given to me, but then I organize it just for our grant review board. And so then they're the ones that get to dedicate out the funds to any kind of organization that applies. And so we're really excited for it. So in order to apply, you do need to go to www.mjmec.coop/operation-round. And of course, if there's any questions, call our office and we'd be happy to address you with that.
Sounds like a good amount of money that's been raised. Did you find participation, quote, per member was pretty good? Most people did say, yeah, round up my bill. Was that pretty good?
Yeah, it turned out to be really great. We have had a couple of members who have called in and just asked, you know, hey, I seen this on my bill. And once we explain it to them, then they're like, oh, yeah, leave me in, you know. And so I think it's really a positive impact on a community that has given so much to MJM, especially when we first started back in 1939. And so now we're able to give back to them. And especially in a world where, you know, a lot of these organizations are donation driven, or, you know, for people that come and visit, the donations are given. And COVID's really taken a hit on a lot of those places. And so this is a way, I mean, it kind of came in right in time to give back.
One other question I'd like to ask you before we come to the end of the program. We had Earth Week not too long ago, and noticed some activity going on at MJM concerning planting. What's going on there?
Oh my goodness, our bee pollinator plant. Yes, we do have a 3/4 of a acre that was completely barren. And so we had actually met up with Mary Tinder, and now we have a community pollinator garden going in over there. So on April 17th, we had a ribbon cutting ceremony and volunteers came and we started to plant a lot of natives. And so it is going to take a little bit of time, and we're going to do it in phases only because we're making sure that we dedicate our homework and our time into a well thought thought out path. And so we want to make sure that we do this right, because especially with as beautiful as we hope it is, because I keep joking and saying that my eight month old son is going to take his senior pictures out there whenever time comes. So it is something that, you know, obviously pollinators are huge in the agriculture industry. And so we're, gosh, giving back to the community, hopefully in that way too.
Brooke Rose with MJM Electric Cooperative, thank you for joining us on Around Macoupin County.
Thank you.
And you can join us again next weekend for another edition. For WSMI, I'm Rick Davis.